New Zealand will sell itself as a tourism destination for the wealthy when our borders reopen. That was the message from Stuart Nash to industry leaders at the Tourism Summit Aotearoa in Wellington, where he addressed them for the first time since his appointment as Tourism Minister. His goals include prioritising sustainability and ensuring New Zealanders don't foot the bill for the infrastructure and environmental impacts created by international tourism. Mr. Nash warned visitors who deliver little to the economy, such as Freedom Campers, would no longer be subsidised. Instead, he wants New Zealand to be seen as a premium destination for discerning and well-heeled travellers. Stuart Nash joins us now. Morena.
Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Very well. This message about attracting high-value tourists has been around for a while. It hasn't really worked. How will you do it?
Well, as we know, you can't travel around the world at the moment, and there are a hell of a lot of discerning travellers, wealthy travellers, who are stuck in Europe and the United States and parts of Asia who are looking across at our little country here going, that is paradise. And I think that that built-up demand will be absolutely released when the borders are open. And
sure, but how will you attract them?
Oh, well, New Zealand tourism staff are over in those markets at the moment doing a fantastic job keeping our brand alive. And that is, you know, that's one of the critical things, Colin. When you can't travel, when people can't hear, it is the importance of keeping our brand alive.
But okay, so you'll be scrapping the 100% pure campaign. I mean, what will you actually specifically have language that targets wealthy people?
No, well, I think the 100% pure campaign is absolutely brilliant. Actually, I wouldn't scrap that at all. But you know, in this day and age, you know, you don't need to put an ad on television or in a national paper. There are many ways that you can specifically target key demographics. And as mentioned, keep the brand alive, but build and enhance that brand and get them to come.
Okay, just to be clear, so it is fair to say you will be spending millions more targeting high-value tourists?
You don't need to spend millions more, but we will be targeting high-value tourists. It's not saying that it means to everyone that's looking to buy a ticket coming into New Zealand, but there is no point in us in advertising to backpackers and low-volume tourists. They will come. We're not saying don't come.
But that is exactly the point. They will come. It is a market. They still want to come here. They still want to travel around in a van and go surfing. How are you going to stop them? You're just going to end up with both.
Well, you're not going to be travelling around in a van that isn't self-contained for starters. You know, gone are the days, as far as I'm concerned, we hire a cheap van that is not self-contained. And
how are you going to actually stop that? I mean, this is a marketplace. You're going to ban vans.
I will ban the leasing or hiring out of vans to tourists that aren't self-contained. You know, this is part of
people will just drive a station wagon or an SUV. I mean, I don't see how you can stop people if they want to come here from doing it.
Colin, what we're looking at the moment is a unique opportunity for a reset. Okay, we haven't got tourists here at the moment, so we have an opportunity to redefine our global value proposition and market to those who are going to add significant value to our country. Now, I'm not saying, like I said, that we close the border to those who haven't got $1 million in their bank account. But what I am saying is they will not be the target market, and every tourist that comes to New Zealand, we look at innovative ways to do this, will pay for the New Zealand experience. I mean, I think we completely undervalue what we've got in this country.
Okay, let's take you up on that point. Let's just stop you there for a second. So some of the ways in which you will make them pay. I mean, you're effectively going to add a tax to those to deter those lower-value tourists, if that's the right word. So give me some examples.
Well, we already have an international visitor levy, okay? So I don't think that deters it. When you're paying $5,000 and sitting on a plane for 24 hours to come here, I think paying $35 is hardly an imposition to those who we want in this country. But it is looking for innovative ways to come up with funding so it's not the ratepayers and taxpayers who end up spending money on the infrastructure that tourists use.
I mean, some examples.
You know, we get all these vans driving around at the moment that are not self-contained. So if the driver or the passenger wants to go to the toilet, we all know examples of this. They pull over the side of the road and they shit in our waterways.
Hang on. What if they are a New Zealander doing that? How will you determine if it's a New Zealander or not a New Zealander?
And so what I am saying, for example, as a first cut, is these vans that are hired out. So, you know, I can't stop my son or your daughter going out and, you know, buying an HQ cold and putting a surfboard on the top and travelling around the country. But, you know, you will not be able, as far as I'm concerned, and we will look at regulations to stop this, you will not be able to hire a van that is not self-contained.
What about camper vans? So they're okay. So if you're willing to pay for a camper van, you're a high-value tourist, is that right?
No, if you're willing to pay for a camper van, at least you have the ability to dispose of your, you know, excrement in a way that is, you know, that meets our sustainability goals and, quite frankly, our brand.
I don't see how this, though, is going to stop the numbers. If you're worried about bums on seats and the pressure from sheer numbers, the millions, it's a market. Okay, you ban vans, people might drive cars, other things. If they want to come here, you're not stopping them.
No, we're not stopping them, but what I am saying is all our marketing effort will be going into those high net worth individuals who are looking for a piece of paradise at the moment as they sit in lockdown in New York or London or Berlin or Paris, and are looking across and seeing us have 30,000 people without masks at a rugby game and going, I want a piece of that.
What is a high net worth individual?
Oh, you know, the sort of person who comes in, flies business class or premium economy, hires a helicopter, does a tour around Franz Josef and then eats at a high-end restaurant. I mean, you know, it's the people who have a lot of discretionary income who want to come over here, who want to be part of the unique New Zealand experience and are prepared to pay for that.
So we're going to go out and try and attract the very elite, the one percenters, if you like, of the world to come down here.
Unashamedly. I mean, my ambition is once lockdown is over and there's a free flow of travellers around the world, that we are in the top three tourist destinations globally. Now, I'm not saying top three in terms of numbers, but in terms of aspiration. And keep in mind, Corinne has mentioned, if you want to come to New Zealand, you've got to spend a considerable amount of money to get here, and you've got to spend quite a time on an
airplane. So if we look at
also deliver on our brand promises.
Well, let's look at some attractions then. So if that high net worth individual wants to go to an attraction, a bungee jump, would you make them pay more as opposed to a New Zealander?
Well, actually, the government can't direct private operators around how they price. But, you know, we've all a number of people have travelled around the world, and in a number of countries, actually, locals pay a lot less than tourists. And I'm a fan of that model, to be honest.
What is the, I hate using the word this vibe, but what is the vibe, the feeling of where you're attracting these wealthy, high net worth individuals, and we service their entertainment when they come here? Does that feel right?
Absolutely. I mean, why wouldn't we? Do you think that we want to become the destination for those freedom campers and backpackers who don't spend much and leave the high net worth individuals to other countries? You know, as mentioned, we are a globally premium, ultra premium destination. We want these high net worth individuals here. We have the companies that can service this. We'd like to see more of those once the borders open, but unashamedly target the super wealthy who are going to come here and spend a hell of a lot of money in our communities.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong
with
that.
What would you say then to the New Zealanders who want to do the reverse and go backpack around Australia or other places around the world?
Well, all power to them. I mean, it's part of the New Zealand ritual. But as mentioned, Kyle, we're not going to asset test people as they come across the border or suggest they can't do things. But all I'm saying is that our marketing spend will be towards those high net worth individuals who are going to come to this country and spend a lot of money. We don't need to spend money attracting backpackers here.
So just coming back to the point at the start then, so what does that marketing look like? I mean, paint me the picture of an ad targeting a high net worth individual.
Well, what we do know is people don't come here for our cheap shopping or our wonderful nightlife. They come here for Milford Sound, for tranquility, for our environment, for our unique landscape, for our culture, everything that is unique to New Zealand. And as mentioned, if you're sitting at the moment in London in lockdown or Paris in lockdown, and in your apartment, and you see a photo of, you know, Milford Sound, Lake Waikaremoana, Mahia Beach, for example, you're going to go, I want a piece of that. You know, that it's like paradise. And that's why I say, Corinne, I mean, and you're almost reinforcing this. We completely undervalue what we have in this country and its worth to high net worth individuals overseas.
Stuart Nash, Tourism Minister, thank you very much for that interesting discussion.